So this is...
What did we see then?
This is about what we went to last night with the vicar. Can you remember his name? We can't remember his name.
Reverend Gallagher.
Reverend Gallagher.
Not to tell
Uta. Shame we can't record it.
We don't need to. We can go back on it.
His final goodbyes after 23 years at St Margaret's.
This is the poorest parish in the city. And yet, there's a strength here you wouldn't appreciate. I'll be very sad to leave it.
Though Church of England rules say members of the clergy should retire at 70, the outgoing Bishop of Liverpool could have extended Reverend Gallagher's tenure by another 2 years. He was granted an extra 2 months.
An older person is all I was listening to. And I just wish the church could agree. It will do eventually. The rule will collapse eventually.
The community wanted him to stay. And you can see that from all the people that are here tonight.
People trust him and he had some way to come and... just taking it away, he could have, you know, carried on.
Though he remains upset about having to step down, Reverend Gallagher says he'll continue to live in the local area and is planning to keep in touch with his many friends from St Margaret's.
So yes, I do love you. And yes, it is hard to go. And I don't want to go. I will be loitering around, doing nothing except holding conversations till the day I die, I think. Amen.
Ian Haslam, BBC Northwest Tonight, Toxteth.
At speeds in excess of 93 miles an hour, Mike...
Well, are we going to show her now or not?
What? No, I'll call her in.
We can't go back, can you? Have you marked? Can you mark it?
No. It's all right. I can go back on demand. What was the programme? BBC Northwest Tonight.
Is it Gareth's plan?
Yeah.
You know you can do it. That's nothing to be equal.
What's that boat done?
Good evening.
Well, so we're
for what? Speedboat. I'm going to beat him. So can you see us both smiling then?
Yeah, and you look very nice and both, aren't you? Pretty jolly.
Yeah. What, and we still got on there?
Yeah.
What, you can see us clearly, can you?
Oh, very clearly, yeah.
Right,
the front, yeah. Alan tapped him and you were smiling and it was lovely. Monday's the day
for you. At least they didn't hear me say thank you. If I'd known they were there, maybe if I'd spoken a bit better, they might have recorded all. They were probably recording when we were there, weren't we? Because that old lady got on, but he probably knew her, I reckon.
Yeah.
What do you think?
Yeah.
Well, all the filming that we did, and we were on it.
Yeah.
But they're all night, weren't they? We obviously edited it.
Yeah.
We'll have that, won't we?
Yeah.
Good evening. Very strong winds are once again the feature.
Yes, very strong.
What are you doing now, dear?
Just sending
stay blustery through the night with further showers. Still having a mark.
Sending what? Hello?
Sending a message to Uta. All right. Been on.
But it's a blustery night wherever you are.
Oh, good.
Pressure in western northern Scotland. Lots of showers elsewhere.
They'll get paid for them 2 hours, won't they?
I'm just saying that's how it works, when they make a film, isn't it?
I know, well, don't forget, I've had film crew with me twice.
That's what I'm saying.
The gold ball, they spend all day there and then just do a 30-second piece.
That.
A little bit unexpected, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Right, I'm going to start some tea.
Yeah. Do you know what you're having for tea, Louise?
Yeah, chicken Kievs, I've been told.
Chicken Kiev? Excuse me, not Ebs.
Don't shout, Alan. They'll hear you next door.
It's £1 for one. Oh, special offer, £3 for two. There are warnings in force for tomorrow's rain. Buy one and grows out.
Screen locked. Monster dies. You don't want jacket potatoes, will you? With a Halloween special strip.
Hey? No, thank you. I'll save those for tomorrow's lunch.
Sorry?
No, you haven't.
I told you, sausage, egg and mushroom.
Oh, yeah. Yes, because I request.
Catch up on iPlayer now.
Yeah.